Professional cyclist Kathleen Bertine loves a long ride and an endurance challenge.
For any athlete who falls in love with any sport, there's something about a sport that connects with who we are and what we do. And for me, cycling really spoke to me from the endurance perspective. I love spending time out there on the bike, and hours of practice was something that appealed to me. Mm-hmm. And something about being outside and having that freedom to explore and be one with nature out on the roads, that's what really drew me into cycling.
But in the world of professional cycling, she says things are not equal. For example, according to Bertine, men are guaranteed a base salary of $40,000 a year or so by the Pro Cycling Federation, while women are guaranteed nothing. It's just one of a long list of inequities in the sport that got under her skin. So she decided to do something about it. She founded the Homestretch Foundation in Tucson, where there's already a thriving community of cyclists, and has managed to nudge the pro cycling world forward when it comes to gender equity in the sport.
So it started with the sports that I came from. So figure skating or rowing and then triathlon. In those sports, there was always equal access for men and women. Men and women did the same distances or competitions. They had equal access to everything. And when I got over to road cycling, I was pretty blown away by the fact that women don't have equal access to some of the best competitions that are out there. For example, the Tour de France.
Right.
Or that's the biggest one, you know, that most people recognize. But not only did they not have access to such races, but women did not receive the base salary that men receive at the world tour level. And also, we simply didn't even receive the same distances. So most of the women's races were shortened. And they were shortened because back in the 50s and 60s, when these rules were being written, people did not think that a woman could do the same distance as a man. And this was crazy because science has proven again and again, physiologists have proven that women actually excel in endurance events. And the longer the distance, the more basis there is to include women equally.
So, I mean, these are a long list of inequities that you found here. And you decided, though, that you wanted to do something about this. You created the Homestretch Foundation, and you do a lot of things here. You provide free and low-cost training for women in the sport, but you've also managed, it sounds like, to get some change from the Pro Cycling Federation in this realm.
Yeah, so what we do at Homestretch is we offer free living and training for female pro cyclists at the top level of the sport. And they are the ones who are struggling most with the gender pay gap. And once we have the women there who are living and able to train because they're not receiving the base salary as the men, you know, we push behind the scenes to make those changes happen because we don't want to be a Band-Aid solution.
Right.
We want to fix what's broken. The good news is finally in 2020, there will be a base salary introduced for women at the world tour level of professional cycling.
For the first time?
For the first time. And we have been pushing for that for over 7 years. So it's wonderful to see that that will be acknowledged. The interesting part of that is that it will take a building approach. So it'll be introduced in 2020 at 15,000, and then it will build incrementally until they're finally at parity with the men 2 to 3 years from that time. So it's great that it's happening, but many of us, even though we're thankful that change is taking place, we're also like, come on, let's do this faster. Let's make it equal right from the get-go.
So what has the response been from the Pro Cycling Federation, for example, or from the industry in general when you try to push for these things?
There's a loophole, I think, in modern society, which so many people assume, hey, it's 2019. Everything's equal, isn't it? And rarely do we actually peel back the layers and look deeply and say, hey, it's supposed to be equal, but that doesn't mean that it is. And that's why so many people are flabbergasted. Like, how could it possibly have fallen through the cracks? And the reason is, and not just in cycling, but other places too, people aren't asking, they're assuming that everything is equal.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of good response, but we still need to keep pushing to make sure that this isn't happening in other areas, whether it's sport or any other area in society.
So what still needs to change? This sounds like this is not over by any means for you.
No, it's not. So another issue that we have in professional cycling is the equal access and the media coverage. Media coverage is huge. Mm-hmm. The women should have equal access to being televised or in this day and age, live streamed, right? And many of the races that fall under the UCI Federation, which is the cycling governing body, the men are given TV coverage and the women are not. And that can change. The institution could say, hey, we're not going to sponsor races unless there's equal coverage. But they're not doing that. So we're keeping the pressure on saying, look, it's your job to mandate equality for coverage. And they like to pass the buck. Then they put women in this position like we have to prove ourselves. But the fact is, we already have. The talent in women's cycling is immense. It's popular. Fans of cycling recognize how incredible the women's side is. And we're all sitting there flabbergasted, like, why aren't we broadcasting one of the most exciting races?
All right. Catherine Bertin is an author, activist, athlete, and filmmaker. She's the CEO and founder of the Homestretch Foundation in Tucson. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.